and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
The Newsmaker segment today is brought to you by MRSK Buildings, constructing all kinds of buildings, from shops and garages to equipment storage, livestock facilities, and barn homes. MRSK Buildings, where their business is your building. Call Jeff Hodges, 620-340-7732.
If you've been thinking about adding a building to your property, let MRSK Buildings help you every step of the way. MRSK Buildings is your stud frame and post frame building headquarters. At MRSK Buildings, they construct all types of buildings, from shops and garages to equipment storage, livestock facilities, and barn homes. At MRSK Buildings, their business is your building. Call Jeff Hodges at 340-7732 or visit 2604 West Highway 50 across from Bluestem.
KVOE, we are live and we are local, and we're happy that you're with us on this Thursday morning, the 17th of August. A beautiful start to the day, 64 degrees on our way to 89 before it's all said and done. Well, the countdown is on. Flint Hills Beef Fest begins in earnest tomorrow. Activities at the Lyon County Fairgrounds and running through this weekend. We're pleased to be joined by Beef Fest committee member Danny Broyles. Danny, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great, guys. How are y'all?
Oh, we're doing wonderfully. You ready to go here for the weekend?
We are. We're actually started already, so it's been a good morning.
Oh, that's right. We talk a lot about the public activities starting here very soon, but you've got kind of the core of the activities, which are wrapping up right now, right?
Yep. The guys went out there. They're out there in the hills now gathering them up. Hopefully they got them on trucks, and we'll have them at the Emporia Livestock Sales by 8 o'clock this morning to get them sorted up and weighed up and get ready for the beef show tomorrow.
So how many head are you talking about here, Danny?
I think there's close to 200 or 250, about 30 sets of steers and about 30 sets of heifers, and there's three head in each pen. So.
Yeah, this is just the first step in the cattle contest, though, right?
Yeah, there'll be the beef show. The judging will be today, and then we'll have the livestock sale or show tomorrow. And then, you know, they'll be shipped off to the feedlots out in western Kansas, and then we'll have our weigh-in and everything for that later on this fall.
And you have an award ceremony coming up Saturday night at the Anderson Building. What will those awards entail, Danny?
There'll be different awards for rate of gain, best heifers, best set of steers, how they did on the grass, how they looked from the beef show, and then we'll have an overall champion for the summer.
There's pretty good prize money there, isn't there?
Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
Yeah. So,
It'll be great.
Danny, from your, I know we asked this here the last time that you were on board with us about a week ago, but from your perspective, you know, and before we get into the fun stuff for the public here that we'll be able to enjoy here the next 72 hours or so, why is it important to have Beef Fest in place and really to celebrate the impact of the grass-fed industry?
Well, that's just it, Chuck. There's a lot of big ranches and farmers out here, you know, that's their livelihood is producing the beef for consumption, you know, for everybody else across Kansas and, you know, even across the United States. And it's something that's pretty much a tradition, and it's been going on for years in our area, and this is just a good way to recognize those people and, you know, recognize these beautiful Flint Hills that we have out here and have a little fun at the same time.
Let's talk about activities tomorrow. Danny, when do things start?
First thing we'll have is the livestock show. It'll be about 9 o'clock at the Emporia Livestock Sell Barn. And then from there it moves to the Boyer Building. 11 o'clock, the doors open at the Boyer Building for the Beef Producer Seminar. There are still spots available for that. If anybody wants to come to that, we bring in some speakers, lunches provided, lunches at 11:30, I think, and then after the lunch, the speakers will talk. If people are interested in coming to the producer seminar, they can call Brian Reese at the extension office, 341 3220. He talked to him last night. He said there's still spots available, but if people are interested, he'd like to have everybody signed up before noon today.
Good.
That way he can get a good head count for the lunch tomorrow. But they're bringing in experts in the industry, you know, talking about how to take care, comparing the cost of materials to the cost of the beef. There'll be a vet there to talk about, you know, the current trends and that. And then there'll be the head of the Livestock Association will be there to give updates on stuff that's going on with the Livestock Association as well.
That's a thick slate of information here for producers. Every year it's like that, but this year it seems like you're kind of going another level on it.
Yeah, I think it'll be great, and hopefully we have a good turnout for it. At least you'll be in the air conditioning. It's going to be hot tomorrow, so you can come and have lunch and listen to that.
Well, only 91 tomorrow, so we're in pretty doggone good
shape.
That's not
that bad.
Yeah, that's
not like, we'll worry about Saturday later.
Well, the Friday activity is not done because you have big events at the fairground coming up Friday night with the ranch feed and then the ranch rodeo. And that ranch rodeo, no pretenders there, right?
Nope, it's the winners from all the area ranch rodeos. So the teams that have won throughout the summer at other ranch rodeos in the area, you know, Strong City, down to Uniontown, Lyon County Fair, Burlington, Eagle Creek Saddle Club, out west of Olpe, you know, all those teams will come in and they'll compete for saddles. The winning team, each member of the team gets a saddle.
So. Wow, nice.
Outstanding, and then we go to Saturday. You know, we're always excited here about the free hamburger fee that we get a chance to kind of do the heavy quote unquote lifting
right.
And the flipping here for the burgers. Looking forward to that.
Yep. Yeah, and Saturday morning at 9 o'clock at the Boyer Building again. We're having a cornhole tournament, so people can come. You can register that day there at the. That's the Boyer Building. It's at 9. I think it's $20 a team to get into it. It's 100% payback, so all the money goes back to the winners. You know, we kind of just had an idea of doing it last year just for fun, and, man, we had a really good turnout, so we thought, heck, let's just do it again this year and see what happens. So hopefully we have a great turnout. I didn't know, you know, cornhole was such a fun sport, but we sure had a great turnout for it.
Well, then the hamburger feed starts at 11, and will you be serving in the Boyer Building, Danny?
Yeah, we'll be down there at the Boyer Building. We'll be cooking where we did before, just outside the Boyer Building, and then everything will go inside, and people can come and get it to go or sit down and eat and watch a little cornhole or, you know, and then go on their way. But, yeah, that'll be at 11, and then from there we go into Saturday night with the awards banquet. I think it starts at 5:30, and then 6:30 is the big steak dinner, and then at 7 o'clock we're having Tim the Dairy Farmer. He's a comedian out of Florida. He'll be our entertainment after the dinner's over. So.
Yeah, funny guy. So tickets still available there, Danny?
Far as I know, we're pretty close to sold out. I would probably call Farm Credit today.
Okay.
I did hear that the West Vet was sold out of their tickets. So it would probably be checking with the credit union to see tickets are still available for that. And then after the entertainment, can go down to the Boyer Building for the dance, and Steve Kyle Band does it. He's a local guy. He puts on a great show, and he'll be there playing live music for everybody to dance to after the entertainment and everything's over at the Anderson Building.
And, you can just revel on through the night and then get ready for a little golf Sunday morning, huh?
Yep, and then the big golf scramble tournament happens out at the municipal golf course at 8:30 Sunday morning. And last I talked to Scott that that tournament was pretty well full.
Okay,
so
well, good.
We should have upwards of 30 teams in that golf tournament.
When are you guys going to get started Sunday? I have to ask now, given the forecast.
He's at 8:30.
8:30 in the morning? Okay.
8:30.
Could be a lot worse then, starting in the afternoon or something like that. Danny, before we let you go, anything here that you wanted to bring up here about, you know, as far as the community is concerned? And then, you know, you mentioned here about the impact a little bit about the grass cattle industry. But the other question I had is, do you think people realize just how impactful the grass cattle beef industry has been here locally, statewide, or nationwide?
Oh, I think so. I think this is just a great way to get it out and seen again, you know, get the exposure for it, and just a great way to celebrate with people in our community and those people that are our producers. You know, sometimes we forget where everything comes from, and this is not only a good way to recognize those people that are, you know, our beef producers, but it's a good way to have fun at the same time.
Well, it's Flint Hills Beef Fest, a celebration of the grass cattle industry. Big event happening this weekend. The bulk of those activities on the Lyon County Fairgrounds. Danny, we appreciate your time this morning, and we'll be seeing you this weekend.
Thanks, Danny.
All right. Thank you, guys. Stay cool.
Have a good day. Yeah, Danny Broyles, Flint Hills Beef Fest Committee. Beef Fest, game on, Chuck.
Game on indeed. Want to let you know that if you want to be on our Newsmaker Spot 720 every weekday morning, you have your pick next week, at least for now. Right now, all five slots are open, but we will be filling those very quickly over the next 24 to 36 hours. But if you want one of those spots to get on, let us know, 620-342-1400, or email kvue@kvue.com. Tomorrow, halfway to everywhere, lead organizer Hank Osterhout joins us as we preview the Halfway to Everywhere Music and Arts Festival in less than a month, September 2nd.
And our Newsmaker this morning brought to you by MRSK Buildings, where their business is your building. Call Jeff Hodges today, 340-7732. MRSK Buildings, 340-7732. KVOE Live and Local, 730, 64 degrees. Stay tuned. We'll check the weather next.
Hey, Emporia State Hornet fans, now is the time to reserve your seat in Welch Stadium for